that you just welcomed him on.
No, I think she always milked outside, but it would be near the barn. I don't know anything she called it particularly.
Maybe where she just pinned them up for milk, you know. He had a small pen or something.
She just had a little stool. I mean, she always had a gentle cow, I guess, because she didn't tie it up.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine milking a cow that time. I can't imagine milking a cow. Did you have any hogs and pigs?
Oh, we surely did.
Did you have a place to keep them? Or
the pig pen? Yes. Okay. The pig lot.
Did it have any shelter in it, or was it just open?
No, but it had a sheltered area in one side, where the feeding area, and then it was wired around, similar to a pasture, a small pasture, an enclosure. Mm-hmm. Where they...
Well, did you have any name for the sheltered part that was covered up? Oh, remember calling that something besides just the pig pen?
No, I just called it the pig pen. Pig pen and pig lot, that's all I remember.
Did you have a special place to keep your milk and butter if you didn't have a refrigerator back when you were growing up?
Surely did, in the well. Mm-hmm. We would put it in the well bucket. We had a well that we would draw, had a rope, and we would draw the water up and then put our milk and butter in it and let it down almost to the water. And at meal time, it was just as cool, just great.
What kind of farm would you call it? A farm where they raise cows to milk them, you know, that's all they do.
A dairy farm.
Do you know of any other meanings that the word dairy has?
Dairy products. Yeah. Cheese and butter, things of that sort.
What'd you call the place around your barn where you let the cows and the mules and the other animals just walk around?
Lot.
Okay, and y'all ever raise cotton?
We certainly did, and I say we because I had no part.
There's a lot of fun, yeah.
I vowed I'd never marry a farmer, and I didn't.
Tell me about what you did when you raised cotton.
Well, of course, my dad planted it, and he took great pains. Back then, farmers took great pains and pride in all their farming. And he prepared the soil. He did it with mules and plows and equipment that he would put on his plow, but he would till that soil, he would pulverize it, and then he would make his rows, and they were so far apart I don't remember. He had a contraption that he would put his fertilizer in. It was, now that was not mule drawn.